Perek Dalet Mishnah Chav Zayin Rabbi Meir Omer Al Tistakil Bikankan Ela B'Mashi Yeshbo Yesh Kankan Chodosh Mali Yashon V'Yashon She'afilu Chodosh Einbo. Rabbi Meir teaches us one of the most basic precedents, most important rules. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a person by the color of their skin. Don't look at a vessel, but rather what the contents inside of it. There could be a new jug, a new vessel full of old wine. And there could be an old, ancient, decrepit vessel that's full not even of new wine. These aphorisms and sayings are well known to us, but it's so hard and so difficult. There were two researchers, one's name was Darley, the other Gross, who together recognized that not only is this a challenge emotionally, but empirically they found the challenges that exist in judging people. They took a fourth grader by the name of Hannah, and they had two groups study and watch Hannah taking a test and observing her take a test. They saw that Hannah did fairly well, got most of the easy questions right. Harder questions were a bit challenging. Some she got right, some she didn't. And each of these two groups watched Hannah, and it was unclear how Hannah did and how well she did on this test. However, Darley and Gross had the first group and told her that this Hannah was from a wealthy background, and they saw in a posh environment, and a girl who came from all of the good stock and had all of the riches and everything she needed and everything that she wanted. She was well-dressed, well-manicured, taken care of. And the second group saw Hannah, but in a different environment, in a lower-class environment, not with the nicest clothes, not with the best background, not with a perfect family. And not surprisingly, Darley and Gross noticed that the first group, the group that saw Hannah in a richer, upper-class environment, even though they saw Hannah exactly the same way as the second group, judged that Hannah did better and well above average of her average classmates, as opposed to the second group who saw Hannah in her lower-class background with not as nice clothing, with a difficult family situation, secured and judged that Hannah did below average and difficult on her test. And from here, Darley and Gross recognize that people's perceptions define their reality and create the judgment. And this Hannah, everybody knew this fourth grader. They all watched her taking the same exam, the same video each of the two groups watched. But because one group understood and knew and were told and saw that she came from a wealthier background, as opposed to the second group that saw and understood that she came from a weaker, poorer background, they judged her score and her success based upon her background. That's the challenge that we have, and that's what Rabbi Meir teaches us. Al tistakel bikankon ela mashi yeshbo. Don't judge a book by its cover. You know, in Lashon HaKodesh, panim, face, the Maral explains, also comes from the word pinim, which means internal. Because the goal of the Jew is to judge a Jew's facial expression, their panim, by their pinim, their looks, their externals, their outward appearance, their physical makeup, not just by what they see, but by their pinim, because a person's externality is representative of who they are deeper. And our job is to look and to look, and to look even closer. Three great people had this ability in the Torah I'd like to share with you. Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Kohen Gadol. The Torah tells us in the opening of Parshas Vayera regarding Avram Avinu, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Beis, that when Avram Avinu was preparing to see whether or not there were going to be passerbys, if there were people that he could invite into his home, hospitality, to take care of them, the Torah tells us, Vayisa Eina Vayar, that Avram Avinu picked up his eyes and he saw, Vine Shlosh Anashim Yitzavim Alav, Vayar, and he saw, Vayaratz Likrasim Yipesach Ol HaMoed, says the Torah, twice, that Avram Avinu saw, Vayar, Vayar. And the question is, why does the Torah have to tell us that Avram Avinu saw twice? Just say once, Vayiseina Vayar, or Vayar, Vayar, it's Likrasa. Al Korchach, what the Torah is telling us, that Avram Avinu didn't just look, but he looked twice. Who are these people? How can I help them? So often we look once and we see something, but we don't really want to look again because we're not happy with what we saw. We don't want to do anything about it. Avram Avinu saw something. He wanted to do something about it, and absolutely, positively, he did. Vayar, Vayar, Trey Zimne. He did so twice because he wanted to make sure that he was able to take care of the people in the appropriate manner. But it's not just Avram Avinu. It was Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu. And the first thing about Moshe Rabbeinu's life that we see similar to Avraham, Vayhi Bayami Mahem, Shmos Perek Beis, Pasuk Yidal, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe gets older, Vayetze Alechav, and he goes out to his brothers, Vayar Besivlosam, and he sees they're struggling, Vayar Ish Mitzri, Make Ish Ivri Mechav, and he sees an Egyptian striking his brother, the Jew. And again, the Torah uses the word Vayar twice. Rashi picks up on it and says, Vayar, Vayar, Trey Zimne, twice. What's the significance of Moshe seeing something twice? Says Rashi, Nasan, Eina, Velibol, Yosmeitzer, Alim. He looked a second time to see what he can do. How can I help? Because not just once. You need to take a second look. Don't just see something quickly. Don't just take an external, experiential look. But look more carefully. That's what Moshe teaches us, and that's what Avram teaches us. But it's not just Moshe, and it's not just Avram. The Kohen Gadol in Parshas Tetzriah, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, tells us the very same thing. V'ra'ahu ha-kohen, the kohen sees the mitzora. He sees the leopard. He has to paskin on whether or not the leopard is going to be tahor or tameh. And he sees, and he paskins, and he notes, Hasanega borabosar v'ser benega hafaf lavan, umara nega amok meor besara nega tzarasu. He's ready to pronounce, after seeing the blemish on the body of this human being, that it's tzaras. But then the pasuk concludes, says, "Vayra'ahu ha'kohen v'timeoso." The kohen sees, and then he pronounces this person as tameh, as spiritually impure, and then they're quarantined. And the mefarshim asks, "Why vira'ahu? If the kohen already saw the nega, and he already saw that it turned to its color, and he knows that the depth of the color of the mare of the image that he sees of the tzaras is deep, why does the Torah tell us again, 'Vira'ahu ha'kohen v'timeoso'?" Some have explained that if you want to pronounce somebody tameh, you gotta look a second time. And thus, vira'ahu ha-kohen v'timeoso. So he looks again because the kohen is going to pronounce this person ritually impure. He can't just do that so quickly. It can't just be vira'ahu ha-kohen esanega. There has to be a second look. Vira'ahu ha-kohen v'timeoso. So take a second look. Don't pronounce somebody impure. Don't say somebody's puzzle. Don't say somebody's treif. Look again. Think again. Look at the situation. Look into the case. Discuss it, contemplate it, speak to the person. We're so quick to judge. We're so quick to passel. We're so quick to trafe if it's a person, if it's people, if it's a community, if it's individuals. Let's look more carefully. Al tistakil bekankan ela b'mash yesh. But look what's inside the person. Look at their pnim. Look at their internality. Look what's inside. Don't just judge a person by their panim, by their face. That's our job, that's our responsibility, and especially as we enter Chodesh Elul. One of the teachings of Chazal is that if we want to be Zoche Badin, if we want to have a good judgment, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you want me to judge you properly? Judge others properly. Kol mavirin al midosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavir al midosav. That if we judge others in an appropriate way, if we look at others carefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at our judgment more carefully. It's easy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say about each and every single one of us, you didn't do this, you made this mistake, you did this wrong. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo berachamanuso, in his kindness and his justice, says, let me take another look. Let me give them Rosh Hashanah. Let me give them Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Let me give them Yom Kippur. I want to look again. I don't want to just pass judgment quickly on Rosh Hashanah. We're nichtav b'Rosh Hashanah, but we're nechtam on Yom Kippur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes time carefully to analyze, to look carefully up and down, in and out, to turn over every single rock to make sure that we could become freed of our sins and we could be resolute in our approach to do better next year, and our judgment will be favorable. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only do that if we judge others favorably. And that's our job, the job of what we learn from Avram, what we learn from Moshe, what we learn from the Kohen Gadol, what we learn from Rabbi Meir, Al Tistakel Bekankon Ela B'mash Yeshbo, never ever whatsoever judge a book by its cover, and Chalila, never to judge any person too quickly. Be Dan L'Kav Schus, judge favorably, look after people, and think things through a second time. Vira, vira. Oh.